I talked to a guy who knew Jesse Matthew from high school. The friend described him as a gentle giant and expressed doubt that Matthew could be involved in anything nefarious. Then later this afternoon, I knocked on the door of a local lawyer named Eric Wilkie because I had found his name in the Charlottesville arrest records as the alleged victim in an assault case back in 2009.
Jesse Matthew was the accused in that case, and what actually happened?
Well, Wilkie says he was driving over to his girlfriend's house around 10 p.m. on a weeknight when a gold minivan taxi suddenly cut in front of him. And he says he honked his horn and the taxi stopped, blocking him in. The driver emerged and angrily asked why he had honked. And Wilkie said, "Because you cut me off." The driver refused to budge, and a sort of standoff ensued where Wilkie said, "Well, I'm calling the police," and began to dial, only to find his iPhone snatched out of his hands. So Wilkie says he got out of his vehicle and attempted to retrieve the iPhone when he was hit in the face with an unexpected punch.
But then something surprising happened.
Wilkie says that his assailant became contrite and drove him to the emergency room for medical treatment, all the while expressing regret and offering to make things right.
Did he make any excuses for his behavior?
He did. He said that he had been stiffed by a couple of fares earlier in the evening and was feeling frustrated. But Wilkie thought that there was something wrong with the young man, that he might be suffering from depression. And Wilkie even asserted that he seemed potentially suicidal.
So was this crime ever reported?
Yes. Wilkie says he reported it only in order to make sure that he got compensated for his medical bills. But as it played out, an assistant Commonwealth's attorney eventually called Wilkie and said, "Do you mind if we drop these charges?" And Wilkie says that as long as he got paid, that was his main concern. And in fact, he did get paid. And the records show that the charges were dropped.
So how did Wilkie react when you asked him about the incident?
He said, "Well, why do you want to know about that?" And I said, "Well, you know, because people are interested in anything having to do with Jesse Matthew." And he said, "Oh my God, that's the guy? I didn't even remember his name." For Wilkie, this whole thing is so far in the past, and he actually declined to provide a recorded interview. He said he didn't mind telling me what happened because it was a matter of public record, the arrest and everything, but he said he didn't really want to be part of piling on or being part of a witch hunt against Jesse Matthew since, as police have pointed out, there's really no probable cause to arrest him for anything connected to Hannah Graham's disappearance.